can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. With Curry and the Keeper. Yeah, Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for January 3rd, 2024, episode number 70.
Curry and the Keeper.
Hello, my New Year's Queen.
Hello, my love.
Hello, darling.
You know what I just realized? I did not realize
that I
mean,
what?
Yeah,
yeah.
Were
that
you going to finish my
so
sentence?
Handsome?
Oh, well, that too. But how in the song it says everything's fine.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't
the
know
F
that?
Word. Like it's the F word.
Jeff Smith knows exactly what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything's fine.
I know.
He didn't quite do the emphasis right. Everything's fine. Curry and the caper. Yeah, exactly. Hey, cheers, me darling.
Hey.
Special wine today. I'm very excited.
Look at this. It's
but
dark.
I didn't hear it.
There we're going to break these glasses. And it's going to go all
effect.
Over your console.
Okay, let's try this out. Okay. Here we go. Oh, I forgot the bottle. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
no, I have a picture here. Mm.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa, that is smooth. This is a Figlia.
Whoa.
From 2019, which I'd never heard of before. It's from Walla Walla, Washington.
Walla Walla.
Walla Walla, Washington. And was a gift from Ellen and Jesse.
I know.
And wow, is this stuff good.
I wonder how she selected this wine. She, you know, she has a friend who is a wine distributor.
Smell that bouquet.
Oh my goodness.
Now, smell my finger. Jessica, I'm
you're
sorry.
Disgusting. What are you, 10?
Yeah, 15. Yeah.
No, you're 10 today.
Oh,
we don't have what the aromas are.
There was nothing on
there
was nothing on the bottle. It just said 2019, Walla Walla, Washington. Has beautiful figs. I think it's figs. There's figs in it.
They don't put figs in wine, do they?
It literally has figs on the label.
I know. I didn't know. Maybe they do.
Maybe.
What do I know?
Let me smell. I smell.
You don't know what you're smelling.
I smell notes of, what is that? Fig. Yes, that's what it is.
Let me see. Mm. I smell notes of
mulch.
Newspaper.
Newspaper.
I have no idea. I'm not going to reuse mulch again. I already said that.
I like newspaper. Oh, this is, wow. That, I told you, when I poured it, it looked and smelled a bit like grape juice.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Doesn't really have that like Welch's grape juice look to it.
It's bold. It is a bold wine.
Oh,
it's very good. Highly recommended. Thank you, Ellen and Jesse.
Yeah.
That was very, very kind.
Ellen being my stepdaughter.
Yes, Ellen being your stepdaughter. Yes.
Mm.
And I found out that Jesse's mom listens to the show because she messaged me on Instagram, which was
Isn't that cool? So sweet.
Yeah. I remember Ellen telling me that a long time ago. That she listened, and then she reached out on Instagram, and it really warmed my heart.
Her
it was
name.
So special. Connie.
Connie, right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So thank you for the message.
Oh, man.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
I am full of bread and cheese. I'm not kidding. You open me up, I got bread and cheese.
It's some
bubbles.
It's like a blur for me. All
I know.
The things that happened between the last show and this show.
I know.
With because we had done Christmas, obviously, because our last show was the 27th?
Yeah. That was last Monday.
And
we're heading into New Year's. Before we went to New Year's, we went to Six Twists. We decided to go on Friday afternoon.
Oh, we had a date. We had a Friday afternoon date,
yes,
just you and me.
Yes.
That was very nice.
We decided to go to Six Twists, and we know.
Explain Six Twists, because people may not remember.
Six Twists is a new champagne bar. I don't even want to say bar. It's much more elegant than that.
It's more like a.
Not a bistro. Champagne.
Bistro? No.
But, you know, they have flights of champagne.
Yeah.
They have memberships where you have your own lockers. Where you can keep your champagne. They
yeah,
have
just
every
so everyone
kind of
knows,
champagne.
We don't have any lockers with our own champagne in.
No, we don't. But drink our champagne. We don't save it.
Yeah. But, you know, the flight is cool. And I sit down and explain everything. And Andre explained everything. This is the second time he's done it for us. But it's really cool.
This is the first time we did the flight. We hadn't done the flight before.
No, we
did.
That's how good it was. I don't even remember what it was.
Well, it was so interesting. So then we ordered a tin of caviar because we love caviar too.
A tin is like an ounce, which is already, like, you know, that's.
Yeah.
that's a splurge here for us. Yes. Like, it was a real date.
But as Andre's sitting across from us, we have this big bowl of potato chips. And as he's sitting across from us telling us about all the wine, you are like,
were you embarrassed by me once again? Of me? I mean, they put the potato chips next to the caviar. I'm like, what a good idea. Because you really, you know, because the caviar is salty and you have the little blinis, which is pancakes, little blinis.
Are they little pancakes?
Yes, it's a pancake.
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, tell me that that isn't just, there's nothing.
No, and then what is the, is it sour cream? What
sour
is,
cream.
Oh, it's sour cream. It's so good. It's a nice treat.
We should have brought our, who gave us a spoon?
Richard from Vaudeville.
Right. We should have we have our own spoon.
We only have one though. Richard only gave us one. No, but yeah. So he was explaining all the different wines while you were eating the potato chips.
Okay. And- okay. I got it. Look. It's a great idea because it's exactly what you want. You want a little salty with the champagne. And of course, you know, the caviar, you'll snarf it up, you know, it'll be gone in 3 seconds because it's so lovely. It's so good. It's fine.
It's fine.
But because they only had half an ounce of what we asked for, we got a comp on the other, on another tin. That was now I felt like a winner.
And you know what? Those weren't 2 ounce pours. Those had to be at least 3 ounce pours that he was pouring us because usually it's a 2 ounce pour. But we bid on and got the champagne tasting at the Tannenbaum
Which
Ball.
We still have to.
We have to coordinate.
We have to coordinate that.
Yeah, we're a little busy in January. We got plans every weekend in January. But
thank you for going on that date with me. It was a lot of fun.
It was my idea. Thank you for going on the date with me.
Okay. I remember me paying.
I was like, hey, how about if we go have a little champagne on early Friday night? And you were like, okay.
But if you come to Fredericksburg, that is definitely a place to go before or after dinner. The ambiance is great.
It's lovely there.
You know, and you know, it's all kinds of different prices for just a glass. You know, it's like wine.
The
it's
owners, wine. Melissa, Bobby, and Andre are just delightful people.
They're hard workers.
Yeah.
There's a lot of work
there. They're running. And I was thinking, like, to work there, you really have to...
You got to know what you're doing.
You have to know your champagne.
I like the young kid.
The new kid.
Yeah. That was a cool
kid. He was very talkative for a young guy. Yeah.
No, but he seemed like, you know, lanky, tall guy. He's like, you're going places, kid.
Yeah.
I could tell. It's like, if that walked in my door, I'm hiring you.
Yeah. I like that he was, he was very personal, personable. Mm-hmm. Yes. I like that. So, yeah. So that's what we did Friday. And then Saturday,
Man, this is good.
I know it is good. Oh. I'm savoring my 4 ounces over here.
I measured it out precisely 4 ounces exactly. No more, no less.
Yes. And then Saturday I got at it.
There was something else that was kind of interesting. As we were walking out, Melissa introduced us. She said, you know, she's like, come over here. I have to introduce you to some people.
To Robert and his wife, Marissa, and their daughter. And I don't remember her name.
And they're building a whole resort here right outside of town, which is under the...
Sixth Sense.
It's like some swanky.
I don't know if it's Sixth Sense or
Sixth Sense.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
Fredericksburg, man. We're
elevating it.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Yeah.
Just wait until I get my worship music in here,
and you become mayor.
Well, on next.
Everybody's
Saturday,
saying that you're going to run.
I know.
For mayor, so
well,
you
I,
have to.
I,
now.
I got to talk. Of course, I'm going to. Got to talk to Carol. I have 2 years. I have 2 years to psych
myself
up.
Be here before you know it.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Yes. We've been here 2.5 years already. I mean, that was an eye blink, right?
And remember what happens once I become mayor, you know what we're doing.
A daily podcast. I'm doing weather and traffic on the 8th. Yes.
And we'll call it Fredericksburg is fine.
And then people are going to call in like the C-SPAN callers and they're going to complain. That's what's going to happen. Fredericksburg is fine. No, it's going to be fine, Fredericksburg.
Fine Fred.
Fine Fred.
The Fine Fred podcast. Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, so... Anyway,
and it was nice, you know, so we're movers, shakers, we're meeting everybody, meeting all the new people coming in, growing the city. Don't want to grow too big, but, you know, in this regard, it's kind of good.
Well, yeah.
We need hotel rooms and places
and
for people to
Mark
stay.
Mark Hall just sent me an article.
Mark Hall, documentarian and cinemist?
Yes.
Yes.
Where Hill Country was voted the number one place to visit.
In all of America?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think in America, I don't know in the world, but yes.
Wow. I doubt
But Hill Country is very big. It's not just Fredericksburg. Mm-hmm. Hill Country is very big, but there's not a lot in Johnson City.
Johnson City has that one tree that was lit up that we...
It was more than one tree.
Okay, it has that little grove of trees, and yeah. Brian's on 290.
Yeah.
We're living it up, girl. Look at us. Look at us in our old age. Hey. Look at us in our AARP period.
I'm telling you.
This is our ARP season of life.
Our ARP season.
ARP season.
Yes.
What, you know, I hear everyone talking about seasons.
Yes.
You know, like this is a different season of life.
Yeah.
Where does that come from? Is that just a church thing?
Where did I pick that up from?
Is that a Bible thing?
No, I picked it up from a woman that I follow on Instagram. Her name is Angie Green, and she's always talking about that's just the season of my life. And it makes sense because people are in different seasons. Like, people have little kids.
I know, but I hear everyone saying it now. It's the thing.
It's the in thing.
It is the in thing? Okay.
No, I don't know. I have no idea.
No? Okay.
Yeah. But Christmas is officially gone, packed up.
Oh, yeah. It was amazing. You let the tree stand for, I think, 2 whole days. That was quite amazing.
Oh, after, no, it was almost a week. I took it down on Saturday. Christmas was on Monday.
Oh, wow. Okay. You weren't even turning the light on the next day. It's like, I had to turn the Christmas tree on. You're like, the thing's off. There's anything out of my mind. I'm just leaving it up there for my husband.
Yeah. Just because he liked it. And anybody who knows me knows that I'm a minimalist. And it was a lot of stuff for me. It
all the little people who live in those glass tree houses, they all had to scurry around like, oh, here
they're
she
like,
comes.
She's
boxing me up. Exactly, yeah. Right.
No, I just like, I like clean lines. I don't like clutter. I don't like tchotchke items. I just don't. It's just not me. So it was so nice. But the house seemed so empty after it had like Christmas explosion in it. So... But it was lovely, and I love our tree, and I love all of our, and I know you do too, but it was great to put it all away. And then I started to purge, and I even organized all your, you haven't walked into the laundry room yet.
I saw a pile on the floor, and I was wondering if you purged some of my t-shirts.
No, I have not gotten to that yet,
what
but I will.
What did you purge?
I didn't purge anything. Oh. I organized all your charging stations.
Oh no, I did see that. I wanted to say it. Thank you. What I need is an extension cord so they can all stay plugged in, because now I have to swap stuff out all the time.
Why don't you get an apparatus that you can plug in, that you can plug a lot of things in that have USB and...
Yeah, it's not just USB, unfortunately.
No,
it's
no.
It's just an extension cord.
A universal one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't I?
Yes, I don't know. Why don't you?
It looked really good.
Don't you have one in this mystery closet right here?
I'm sure I do.
Yeah,
don't touch it.
I'm afraid if it opens,
you might get buried under stuff.
That's what I'm thinking. That's exactly what I'm thinking.
It's my closet.
We need to go through there.
No, we don't need to do anything.
Yes, we do. Because
no, nothing of the kind.
Because if we ever move out of this house, it's going to be like when we moved into the apartment empty boxes. No,
we're not moving out of here.
Okay.
The only people who are going to have to go through that closet is our kids when we're dead. And there'll be all my secrets and all fun stuff to discover from Grandpa.
Secrets?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All the cards of yours that I saved.
Okay, Grandpa.
Yeah.
Hopefully by the end of the year, you'll be a grandpa.
I did get a little message from my daughter.
You did?
Who said, prayer emoji, pray for a baby this year. I went, what? W-H-U-U-U-U-U-T. Prayer emoji, fire emoji. Heart emoji.
Did you put a car emoji? Like, you're the first one to win a car.
Oh, I should have done that. No, I have to call her now. Apparently, maybe she made some kind of decision. Like, you know, she will be finishing her study this year.
Yeah.
Her salary will go up. She gets her...
She's got a little bit of time, too. She's still young.
She can do whatever she wants, but, you know, I'm trying not to push it.
That's crazy that she threw that out there.
How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I presume it was sincere.
Yeah.
So, that would be great. I'm ready.
Yeah, I know you are. You're more than ready.
I'll take any kids at this point.
So I wanted to talk about, we finally opened up this amazing gift that Pastor Jimmy and Annette bought us for Christmas.
Yes.
This is a game changer. Mm-hmm. They bought us the Ember.
Coffee mugs. Heated coffee mugs.
So you charge this thing and then you put your beverage in it, and you can adjust the temperature. I actually downloaded the app.
Yes.
You adjust the temperature and
it keeps
your coffee warm. This is like...
How has it changed your drinking?
I've slowed down. The reason that I was drinking my coffee so quickly is because it would get cold, and I do not like lukewarm coffee.
Same for me. Because
you want lukewarm? Go to Java Ranch. That's lukewarm coffee.
I would always add more coffee. I have a bigger pot than you. I always add more coffee when it got a little bit cold.
You drink lukewarm coffee, though, sometimes. I don't know how you do that.
That's just because I don't care.
Oh.
But wow. Now this thing is fantastic.
What do you have your temperature set at?
At 141, the same as you.
I'm 145.
Notice that I tried to download the app. My super off-the-grid phone went, no, we're not going to
danger.
Do that.
We're
danger, danger, freeze phone.
Yes.
It wouldn't even load
you made
it.
Me download your
yes,
mug.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
It has your address book now.
I can set it at 100 degrees.
Yeah, that would be so funny, so hilarious. I could make you sound like Donald Duck. I mean, you know, whatever you want. The choice is yours. The choice is yours.
But no, I mean,
what a great gift.
It is a fabulous gift. Mm-hmm. I highly recommend it if you like warm beverage in the morning. I was thinking about quitting coffee and I'm like, this gift, I changed my mind.
I don't even understand how you can think that. That's like the essential of life. Why would you even want to do that? What is left? What is left if you don't have, I mean, for me, coffee, my Bible,
my Bible.
Yeah, but with the coffee.
Yes. No,
Jesus loved coffee.
I know.
I think it was in Ephesians. Let me look it up.
I don't think so. So I decided not to. I'm going to continue my half calf, half decaf.
No,
but I'm going to probably do
That for a long time.
3/4, 1/4 now. Yeah. I'm going to make it more decaf.
I mean, is caffeine bad for you?
I'm just trying to get rid of the stimulants.
I'm trying to double down this year.
You drink the stuff that like... And you've got Pastor Jimmy addicted to Black Rifle.
That was
now,
so
too.
Easy. I
mean, that wasn't
that's
you.
Like crack.
He started that on his own, and now he loves it.
No, but once
it.
I gave him the freedom fuel blend, yeah. He's like, I love it. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
He drinks his coffee lukewarm, though. That's what Annette said, because Annette likes her scalding.
Yeah.
Like
you know
me.
Where he goes out?
Java Ranch.
Exactly.
So that was a great, great gift.
Really loved it.
Yeah. So New Year's Eve, you worked on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was okay. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, that's a no agenda tradition. When all the media goes on vacation, we just continue to work.
Mm-hmm.
And people always appreciate it.
Oh, before we get into that though, we went to church on Sunday.
Yes.
And when we go to church, Brandy and Chris were there.
Yes.
And so we immediately see them and I hug her. And she's a hugger. We were talking about this. Like
good point.
I love to hug people. Yeah. I love
it. I'm a hugger too.
And then David and Karen, they're big huggers too.
David almost cracked my ribs.
Yes.
It's like, you don't have to Heimlich me, brother. I love you too. Good morning. Easy does
He's
it.
Just making sure you're clear there. Clear. But I love their hugs. I do.
Yeah.
I love being hugged like that.
Well, you know,
we started talking about that.
Yeah. I come from culture where men actually kiss each other.
Three times. That's confusing.
That's slowed down a bit over the years. But in Europe, yeah, it was hi.
Why?
It's tradition.
I remember when Alessandro and Willow came to our apartment. Remember when they came? They stayed with us.
I mean, I know when. Yes, but I'm not going to remember anything specifically. But
Alessandro walked in and he went to kiss me twice, and I ended up kissing him lips because I didn't know.
Right. That's right. If you don't know, that's very common, by the way.
Like,
whoops. Yeah, no, that's very typical because it'll be one, two, sometimes three.
But how do you know? How do you know if it's two or three? How do you know? How do you follow somebody's lead?
Well, it's like dancing. Exactly what you said. Follow someone's lead. Are you going to kiss me three times?
I ended up kissing him on the lips.
Hello, big boy. Are you going to kiss me twice or thrice?
Thrice.
I think it's two is more normal now, but three used to be the thing. And men would do it when they saw each other. It's just, that's European. You know, there was no weird scruples about it. You know, I'm sure it stems from old times. Very much like cheers in glasses, which is, you know, that actually stems from the days of the knights, I think. And if you were, it could have been a rival, or if you were making an agreement, or, you know, you were drinking over it, and then you'd pour in each other's glass so that if anyone was poisoned, you'd both be poisoned.
Oh,
I'm sure it dates back to something like that, but that's just European. Well,
and I remember when I first met you, you kissed me like you would kiss me on the cheek. Like, yeah.
Right, which you probably thought was weird and forward.
Yeah. Well, no, I knew you were like because fake European.
Fake European? Oh, I've never been so insulted.
Just like Elise says today, can Adam adopt me and I can go into his country? I go, he's American.
Not quite how it works, Elise. Good try.
And your dad would probably not like that.
Yeah,
that would not be good.
No.
No, but you're American. So, but I guess you just picked up the European.
I moved there when I was 7. It was very normal.
But you moved out when you were 23, 24.
It doesn't go away.
Yeah.
But, fake, you know, I will say that I find many women in America, because I still kind of, you know, like, hi, and I want to hug them. And not all women like that.
No.
They'll be kind of...
Oh, there's several people that don't like...
They'll turn the shoulder. Hug. Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, mm-hmm. You smell.
That's not why. But I understand, I mean, you know, but it does take some getting used to for a European man like myself.
Oh, please.
Come on.
Fake European.
Okay, fake Chicagoan. You know where you're from, Geary.
I lived in Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah, I lived in Europe. I grew up there. You didn't grow up in Chicago.
I did.
No, you did not.
I was born in East Chicago.
Yeah, known as Northwestern Illinois.
Indiana.
Indiana. Oops, almost got it right. Stop.
Anyway. So Sunday.
I think we should reinstate it again. I think it's good. I think people should hug and touch cheek.
Hugging is good. We don't need to touch cheeks.
When you hug someone, don't your cheeks brush against each other?
I don't pay attention to that.
By the way, what you're supposed to do, official hugging protocol, you're supposed to hug with the left side so your hearts are opposite each other.
Oh.
I don't do that personally, or that's what most people, I think, that's what the Europeans do. It should be left, so heart to heart.
Oh, okay.
Just so you know.
Okay. Do we hug like that?
No, no. We hug straight on.
Oh.
Pancake. And this concludes your master class in hugging.
Hugging, yes. No, I just remember that, like when Brandy hugged me and then I got hugged by Karen and David and I was like, yeah. I love hugs like that. Yeah. I do. I appreciate that.
I hugged Pastor Jimmy like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, come here, man.
I know. I love that. That's really special. But yes, so church was, his message on Sunday was really great. 'Cause he was basically saying, how do we finish,
run through
2023.
The tape, run through the tape.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Run through the tape. Mm-hmm. And,
finish strong.
Yeah. Don't look in the rearview mirror, look in the windshield, look mm-hmm. forward. Mm-hmm. And it's so easy to look back, you know,
gee. Do I know anyone who looks to the past a lot?
I do that. Think. You know what, though? I have changed my thing. I think about positive memories. Like, I think about getting married and meeting you.
Okay,
and,
that's true.
You know, sitting out on your balcony in the penitentiary.
You also, like, flip through photos often. You just go back and look at old photos. Yeah,
I do. So, I'm, yeah. So
why don't you print some out and put them in a big book?
Okay, I'll do
I have
that.
An idea.
Oh, let's get our wedding album. Yes, yeah, where is it? I ordered it 6 weeks ago. Where is it?
Did you call about that?
I texted my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm like, where is it? Toe tap, toe tap,
any word?
Toe-tap.
Any word?
Well, I haven't gotten an email yet when it's going to be shipped. Okay. I'm like, how long does this take? Anyway.
All good things take a little extra time.
Yes, yes. So I have my notes here where Pastor Jimmy, he said, his sermon was make a conscious decision to thrive. And he gave examples of how we're going to thrive and that God, you know, and I think about that and how God has opened so many doors for us and, you know, stop living by looking in the rearview mirror. And that was so evident on the last show with Ellen and seeing David and you not taking any offenses, you know, mm-hmm, and, mm-hmm. and, you know, when I think about my word, joy, like mm-hmm. how am I, and I think about it every day, how am I applying that to my life? Some hours are more difficult than others, you know, but I have to be, I have to be centered on it and just keep focused on it. And there are going to be days where I'm not going to feel joyful, but I need to keep going back to it and keep looking forward.
Yes.
And your word, encouraging.
Encourage.
You thought maybe you might have to change it though.
Well, only because Pastor Jimmy called me out in the service. He's like, Adam, your word is encouraged. Brother, you're already there. You're already doing that. You need a new word for 2024. I'm like, gulp.
He said you need a new gulp. Word?
Yes. Oh. He said, you need a new word. Like, but I like this word. Pastor Jimmy, can I please keep my word?
Oh, that was funny.
Encourage. I love it because I get to encourage so many people. I know you have the same. Yeah. So many people email me, email us, but email me. And I mean, I feel so humbled because people are hearing that people hear the difference in me
over the past year.
And I think that they're like, hey, how can I get me some of that?
Yeah.
And so I'm happy to encourage them. Yeah. I really am. And I've gotten really good at forgiving people on social media. It's like, I forgive you for saying that.
You don't get riled up by that really anymore.
No, I don't. I mean, for a second I might, but then I'm like, no.
You address it and then you just kind of
forgive this person.
Yeah, you let it go. Yeah. No, and I think that, you know, the word joy, the Holy Spirit just keeps bringing that up. And so that's, I have to be joyful looking forward. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just going to try and find the joy in everything. You know, not sleeping at night.
That's joyful.
It's joyful.
Think about it. You woke up, you were still alive. Joy.
Yeah.
It's 4:30, but I'm happy I'm here.
My eyes open. Joy.
Joy. It's been getting a little better.
Yes, it's getting a little bit better. Yes. So this more I listened to this one particular person that I like very much, and she was saying how daylight before blue light. So she's saying is get out and get the sun in your eyes before you turn on your computer. So now I finish the Bible.
Or your phone. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Or my phone. The only thing I look at for my phone is the time.
So you finish the whole Bible.
Finish the whole Bible.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Would you recommend this book?
Yes. Absolutely. Yes.
I'm so amazed. I mean, I started with Genesis. I was like, January 1st. It was January 1st. Yeah. It's like, I'm just going to start at the beginning.
Yeah.
And of course, I've read all kinds of Genesis, but I never really read it all the way through. It's like, whoa, there's a lot going on here. There's a lot of stuff I hadn't really sunk in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's so much. And that's what the interesting thing about reading the New Testament is all the references.
Back to the Old Testament.
To the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. And also, yes, and like in Hebrews, a lot of references to the Old Testament. And you know, Mike from Mercy Me, we follow each other on Instagram because, you know, we're friends.
Ask him if his band will play My City when I'm mayor.
Okay.
You ask your friend.
You have his phone number.
I know, but he's your friend. I just heard. So.
But anyway, he started the Bible again, I think, for the sixth year.
Oh, yeah. He does that
a
lot.
He rereads it every year. And I'm sure you can get more and more out of it. I'll have to admit, though, Revelation, oh my gosh. The first six chapters I could get through. Six? Maybe first eight. After that, my head was spinning.
It was kind of fun because Pastor Jimmy and Damonette came over New Year's Day for dinner.
Uh-huh.
And he came in and I'm like doing the beef outside on the grill. And I said, hey, hope you don't mind, but we have a couple Bible questions for you. And so I was outside. I knew what you were going to ask him. What did you ask him specifically?
I didn't really ask him any questions. I said it was really tough for me to get through it. And he said, just remember, you have to look at it. Yeah. And he said, you need to look at it through a certain lens. And I forget what his exact words were.
But was it helpful?
I will have to go back and tackle it again. It was very different than the Bible. I mean, anything else that I read.
The Old Testament.
Just
yeah.
very different.
It is.
A lot of imagery.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd rather just watch a movie.
Well, he also said it's all, you need to see it all as good. And actually, I think he might have said the word joyful or something. Or,
mm-hmm.
And then my question, I said, you know, I've been reading Genesis.
Yes.
When did people stop living to be 800 or 900 years old?
I heard you say that.
And without even skipping a beat, he says, I think it's when they introduce grains into their diet.
Grains and seed oils.
I'm like, people live to be 800-900 years old. He says, when did that end? He said, is there a spice? It got a little less throughout the book. And it seems like 120 seems to be still an achievable age.
Yeah.
Like, although, man, I don't want to think about what I looked like then.
Oh, gosh. You'd probably be about 5 feet tall. You'd be hunched over. You'd be folded over. And
let me kiss you on the cheek. Skeletor.
And I'll be like 4 feet tall. Yeah. We'll be like shrunken up prunes. We're going to be prunes.
Anyway.
So I finished the Bible. And so what I've done is I do my Thursday Bible study and we're reading a particular scripture in Ephesians. But I started a 7-day devotional called Scene Chosen Scent, and it's from Christine Kane.
Scene Chosen
Scent.
S-E-N-T, and scent, yeah.
S-E-N-T. And so it's basically discovering how Jesus sees us, even when others don't.
Mm.
She says, and this is her quote, God wants us to look and see. He wants us to see other people through his perspectives, especially when it comes to seeing people who cross our paths every day. And this goes back to my God shot a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Remember how I said, you know, watching the person in Nordstrom or the people walking in front of me.
Of God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's just a 7-day devotional. So nice. Because I'm so used to being in the Word every day, I feel lost not reading.
I mean, I was reading the other day. You came in and said, are you still doing your Bible stuff?
You were in it.
Yeah. That was Genesis. Although now I've started over with the Psalms.
Oh, you have.
I finished Genesis and now I'm like, I want to read all the Psalms front to back because I like David, although he didn't write all of them.
No.
King David, David's very, very interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff in there that pertains to, actually, to social media.
Yeah.
You know, to the world that we live in right today. And I was talking to Pastor Jimmy today on the phone, and he says, you know, everything goes in cycles. So it's just as relevant today as it was thousands of years ago.
Yeah.
Human nature is still exactly the same.
Yeah.
We've learned nothing.
We would think we would, right? We've learned nothing. But going back, that was Sunday church, and then we had a David and Andrea over New Year's Eve, just for some appetizers. They brought lobster tails.
He is the international arms dealer.
Oh yes, yes, yes. I saw him today. He showed me some of his arms that he was selling.
It's plain.
But we had a really nice time. We went through three bottles of champagne.
Whoa.
Yeah.
But you know, the thing.
But you can only get like 4 full glasses out of a bottle.
And the thing
right?
about David is he is so into wine and he I have to, may I? Because he always sends me a report.
You may.
He sent me a report, which I think I should share because this is the kind of guy he is. He's so into the wine, which is why I don't mind sharing that with him. And he says, here's to a prospect for a thank you and Tina so very much for an absolutely awesome New Year's Eve. We enjoyed the Widow Clicquot Rosé.
Oh.
Remember, so, because Veuve Clicquot is the Widow Clicquot.
Oh.
The Blanc de Blancs, which we had the purchased Blanc de Blancs, from which we bought. Six Twists.
Yes.
Baked cheese, other cheeses, and the charcuterie. Most importantly, you cooked the butter delivery system perfectly. This was the lobster tail.
I didn't. I just heated it up in the microwave. Andrea made it.
No, I put it in the oven. What are you talking about?
Oh, I see.
What were you doing? You didn't do anything with the lobster tail. Remember I slaved over the heating of it just to make it perfect?
I didn't know what you meant by butter delivery system.
That's the lobster tail. He said he called that the butter. It's basically a butter delivery system because it was the butter that really made it. And that's what Andrea did.
Oh, yeah. Andrea's an amazing, amazing cook.
And when I tell her, she's like, nah. I said, she's really
leveled up. I'm like really mashed potatoes and meatloaf. She's like Coq au Vin or...
I mean, I basically burn meat. That's my specialty.
Your meat and fire.
Meat and fire. That's flake. Give me flame and some beef. I can do that.
She's like, I'll bring lobster tails. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
No, that was really nice. So we stayed home.
And you know, we kicked him out by 10:30. Yeah, we were like, get out. All right. We went to bed. No, we watched New York.
We stayed up till 11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I sat down and just like, it's the same format for 40 years or 35 years. It's like the same thing. It's LL Cool J is still performing today like he did 40 years ago. He's always there. It's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve, even though he's been dead for 15 years, and Ryan Seacrest hosted and produces it. And there's always a party in LA, which was taped 4 weeks ago, or maybe 2 months ago in the summer. Like, yay, Happy New Year. Everyone's like, you know, not really in a Happy New Year. I see it
really?
All.
Really? That's a fake party?
The LA stuff is always pre-taped, always done. Weeks, if not months, in advance for every single New Year's Eve show. Always.
I didn't know that.
Switch over to
letting
CNN.
Letting out the secrets.
Switch over to CNN. There's Anderson Cooper and
Andy Cohen.
And Andy Cohen getting drunk. It's like,
oh, gosh.
They're never going to fix it. They can't come up with there's not a single new idea in mainstream. I mean, unlike this rockin' podcast.
Yes.
This is novel. This is
or like
new.
Boostergram Ball.
Thank you.
Yeah. That was a prompt for me. I got it.
Not really. Thanks for mentioning it, though.
I got it.
I should do another one.
But we had a little trauma on New Year's Eve.
Oh, poor Fiebarella. Poor Bubbaloo.
Bubbaloo. Isn't that what you call? No, Bubbaloo is what you call your daughter. Bubbaloo. Now she's Bubbaloo.
She's Bubbaloo. Okay. She's Hubba Bubba, Bubba, Phoebster, Fibarima, Fibariba Ding Dong.
Mushy.
Mushy.
Yeah.
How many nicknames do you have for your dog, people? I'm sure everyone has them. And the dog probably is like, whatever.
She answers to anything.
She does.
She does. He's like, does it involve food? Because so I'm hungry all the time.
It started the day before, really. Once the fireworks went off outside, she's like, oh. She does not like gunfire.
We had to literally push her out the door. She would not go out the door.
Just to pee. And I couldn't even get her to pee. But then New Year's Eve. So I got her out to at least pee in the front yard. I mean, I dragged her out there and said, I'm not going back until you pee. And then she's like, okay. And then some firecrackers went off. She went, she's so afraid. Everything was good. We went to bed and then.
We put her in the studio, close the door.
That's where she always she always sleeps. And then midnight, actually our neighbors next door, they start the kids are I could hear the kids were having fun.
You know,
they're old enough now. And then Phoebe gave a little rrr. I came in, she was hyperventilating. And so I laid with her for like 35 minutes. I just laid with her and just pet her and said, it's okay. And at the end, she'd burp.
Thanks for that commentary.
Poor.
And while you're doing that, I blissfully fell asleep.
You were snoring. You were sawing logs.
I was like, good night.
And I was like, I laid down with her here in her bed next to her. I cuddled her. I put a heavy blanket
you're
on her.
You're such a good dog dad.
But I mean, she was really upset. It really was.
And nothing you did was settled her down.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, for a moment. And then she go, and then, because, you know, something would pop off again. And so finally it died down, died all the way down. And I left the door open and she was calm. I said, okay, if you need anything.
Call me.
Just text me. And she was fine. And then the next morning, but she's got
an ironclad bladder. We figured that out.
Was it 14 hours?
Yeah.
Because I'm like,
Friday night.
If she pees in the house, she pees in the house.
No, it was Saturday night.
Yeah.
Yeah. The night before.
No.
Yeah.
And she never had an accident.
No.
Never,
mm-mm.
ever.
Mm-mm.
So anyway, she's good now. Now she's like, you know, out there talking smack as usual.
I know she walks out the door and she's like, rah,
I'm rah. Coming. I'm just so you know I'm here.
Talking smack. Dog smack.
Dog smack.
She's talking dog smack. But she's, you know, she's looking a little svelte.
Man, I can't wait to take her to the weighing station. I think she's probably about 100 pounds.
You think she's lost another 7 pounds?
I think so.
She's looking good.
She is looking good. And you saw it when she goes outside. She's like, she's prancing.
Yeah.
I think it was really slowing her down, the weight.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if she's lost, if she's down to 100 pounds, she's lost 20% of her weight.
19 pounds.
Well, almost 20%.
Well, that would be
20 pounds.
Yeah, but if she was 120.
Oh, no, it would be 24 pounds. Well, yeah. 15%, whatever, 17%. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, she looks pretty good.
I can't wait to show her off.
I know.
To the ladies
look
at the vet.
Phoebe. Like, we got to get her down to 90.
Well, I mean.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I'll have the doctor look at her and say, is this okay?
Because she was 80 when we got her. We fattened her up 40 pounds.
What did we know?
I know.
We really didn't know. We didn't know.
We're like, tricks, give me your paw, business deal, you know, down, follow us.
Yeah, you.
Yeah.
you.
I know. You did it too.
Not quite as much as you.
Really?
Yeah.
It was me?
Who made up the whole business deal thing? I never came up with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all right.
You take good care of her. She loves you very much.
Like she does. Have you seen?
Yeah, she loves me.
She comes over to you and her head goes sideways and she bonk and just lays her head on
you. She knows how to play it up. That's for sure.
She does. She knows. Okay. Mom will pet me.
And to think this dog probably lived outside most of her life.
Likely. No, definitely lived outside. She was a ranch dog. She had no idea.
Yeah.
No, she's good. Thank you, God. I really appreciate it. She
was
a gift. She was a gift.
Yeah.
She was a gift.
That was definitely a prayer. So then going to New Year's Day, we had Pastor Jimmy and Annette over for dinner and we had an array of beef. We had choices.
You did.
Of course, Pastor Jimmy goes for the ribeye. Yep. So we got a nice, I think it was almost a pound and a half of ribeye, but that's all he eats. He just
eats 14 ounces. No, more.
Pound and a half is like
20 ounces. Yeah, 20 ounces.
He just eats beef and butter. So
Kerrygold butter. No, we had the Amish butter.
I had the grass. No, that was the grass-fed butter that I bought. Mm-hmm. And then Annette had a filet. Champagne filet. Where do you get that? Adam's like, I will always have a bottle of champagne for Annette now.
I did. And I said, you know, I do have this champagne. She said, well, if you're going to open it, I'll have some. Well, of course, I bought it for you. And then Pastor Jimmy's like, I'll have a glass.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I when people are over and I want to have what they want.
I know. I didn't have any, though, because I was full of bread, cheese, and champagne. Split me open, and that's what will come out.
I was definitely a little fuzzy the next day. I was a little fuzzy.
Yeah,
you know, just slow.
Eating like that, because I did partake, and I have no regrets. My whole digestive system has changed completely with having grains and alcohol.
Like what happened to the Godiva chocolates?
I ate them.
Because there was like 8 or 10 of them.
No, there wasn't.
Little Godiva hearts.
No, there was like 7.
Yeah, okay. I didn't even have one. And I went on New Year's Day like, I could do a little chocolate right now. It's a little, hey, do you those Godiva chocolates? You go, oh.
Here's what happened.
You didn't even put them on the charcuterie board.
I did. Here's what happened. Okay. This is what happened.
Busted
I know.
You.
This is what happens. Mm-hmm. So we went to Six Twists, you know, and I had four glasses of tasting, so 3 ounces each. Mm-hmm. And I'm feeling no pain. Mm-hmm. And I just came home and I'm like, these chocolates are good. And just kept popping them in my mouth.
And that's when I'm supposed to warn you, because when you have alcohol and sugar, that's when you get Bill Gatesy.
I know.
So I'm like,
Bill Gatesy.
Yeah, you start to rock back and forth like, but now you didn't, luckily. But,
no.
But yeah, you're a secret chocolate eater. You're a secret sweet eater.
Yeah.
Very, very sneaky.
Yeah, I can't have it in the house. There's something
like a crack addict.
I really can't. Yeah. Like I can't have a bag of chocolate chips because then I just start.
No, I learned that long ago.
Yeah, I can't do that.
I'm not allowed to bring anything cool into the house. And then the other day, I said, I'm going to go out and I'll get some stuff. I'll get bones for Phoebe. I'll get cookies for Phoebe because she gets one cookie a night when she goes to bed. Like, it's made of yogurt or something, whatever. And then I come home and then you're accusing me of having, you bought cookies. I said, for the dog, no, you bought Milano cookies. He said, you put the groceries away. Did you not notice that there were no cookies? You had it in your mind that I had cookies because you probably wanted one.
I know. I don't eat that. I don't eat the Milano cookies.
You're like, you eat trash. I don't eat trash.
I didn't say that.
Garbage. Sorry. You're right. The literal quote was, you ate garbage.
I'm a carnivore, okay?
Yes, I am. That's not a garbivore. That's different.
A garbivore.
A new one. I got a new one. Garbivore.
You do like your snacks. I go, you are such an impulse buyer. Because all of a sudden you come home and you're like, I saw the cashews. I'm going to buy the cashews.
Cashews are not garbage. They're good, aren't they?
Yeah, but it's just so funny. Like, did you seek these things out? And you're like, no, I happened to see them.
I'm walking down.
So then when Pastor Jimmy and Annette were here, we were talking about how you order things online. We were talking about secrets. We were dating. Dating then. All of a sudden, a case of secrets shows up.
But it wasn't for the secrets themselves. It was for the tins they come in. That was my big ham radio do-it-yourself phase.
Oh, so you just wanted the tins.
Yeah.
You didn't want the actual cough drops.
Yeah, it's called Sucrette Tin Radio. And people were making them. And I read somewhere in the ham radio magazine, QST, that Sucrettes were not going to make the tins anymore. I'm like, I should probably get a whole bunch of them because then I'll have for my friends, I'll have tins.
Well, you had so many of them that you started putting them in people's Christmas stockings. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
You did that.
Only close second to my oversized kosher salt boxes.
Yes, and then you ordered salt and they were like, I don't know, 5 pound boxes of kosher salt. And you had so many of those that you wrapped those up and put them under the tree.
Who did I give them to?
I don't remember.
Alan and Elise each a box of salt. Here you go, kids. I'm your stepdad. Have some salt. Yeah.
And then your fan. You're like, I ordered this little fan.
Okay.
I thought it was like it was like the size of the little
webcam.
Like the webcam.
It was the size of a basketball.
I know.
It was huge. Well, so, I don't have the skill like most women do where here's how it goes. you order stuff, and then, honey, can you get the QR code and then take it to the UPS store? Just people like, hey, Adam, Tina, order something again. Yep.
No, yep. That is
return.
Not
it's
true.
It's a return. Hey, UPS store people, how you doing? Hey, Adam, good to see you. What did Tina not want this time?
No, that is not true.
Okay.
Oh, speaking of, you got recognized in HEB?
Oh, yeah, that was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were like, oh, are you Adam Curry? No, did he knew you who you were right away, right?
I think I was wearing my jacket with my Iraq jacket that had the Adam Curry in Arabic.
Yeah.
It all says Adam Curry. And I didn't really think about that because I just grabbed this, my flight jacket.
Uh-huh.
And I was just wearing it because it was cold. And this guy looks around and says, are you the Podfather, Adam Curry? And I was kind of surprised because rarely does anyone ever say anything to me in HEB. They're like, yeah. He says, oh, man, I've watched you a million times on Rogan. I'm so happy you're here in Texas. So great. God bless you, brother. God bless you, brother. I'm like, God bless you, brother. I said, are you getting ready for the apocalypse? Because he had cans of stuff. Like he had to get another cart. That's how much stuff he had. He said,
really?
No. He's always getting ready for the apocalypse is what he said. But I live in Texas, so there's nothing to worry about. So, okay, gotcha. That was nice.
Yeah.
So, that's funny. I wouldn't have brought that up.
People say, are you the Podfather too? That's kind of rare, isn't it?
That's because he knows me from, that's what Joe Rogan always says.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice though.
It is nice.
Yeah.
It's nice when people are excited.
Now people go, Mayor Curry. Mayor Curry.
Or hey, MTV guy. Although I don't denounce that period of my life, it's like that was 30 years ago. Longer.
And I'm
longer,
always, and I, when we people meet you in a group, I'm always the one that says, you know, MTV, granted it was important, but it's a speck compared to what Adam has accomplished. Let me tell you about Booster Graham Ball.
How about a God shot?
How about?
I'm feeling about that.
Okay. It's time for Tina's God shot.
It's so crazy with the thunder and the lightning.
That's good. It's good.
Thunder.
What is it? It's the heavens opening.
Oh, peeling back.
Mm-hmm. The veil is being ripped.
Yes, yes. Okay. So I was in Revelation and this scripture came up. It's chapter 3, verse 11. It says, I am coming soon. Hold on to what you have so that no one will take your crown. And I could understand that when it gets a little heady.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So basically what that said to me was every day I use what I have to live for Christ and I know God will commend me. So what I have learned, you know, the fruit of the Spirit, mm-hmm. you know, all mm-hmm. those things I have just with Christ dwelling inside of me, I've just, you know, that's, I hold on to that. Mm-hmm. So I had gotten a message from a friend. She had contacted me, about a month ago and asked me what Bible I use. And as we know, Sir, by His Grace, David Wicker mm-hmm. sent me my Bible about a year and a half ago. And I love the Bible and I bought you the same one.
Study Bible.
I have the large print. You have the small print. Mm-hmm. And so she asked me. And so I told her what I had gotten. So she ordered the same thing. And she was so excited to dive in. And she has a friend of hers who is very religious. And I'm going to say religious. And she asked, he's very devout in a certain religion. And I'm not going to get into which one. And so she said, you know, as I dive into this, I'm ready to start reading it. And I would love to get your input as I go down this journey. And he said, well, what Bible do you use? And so what Bible did you purchase? And so she sent him a picture and his response to her was the Bible that she chose was the wrong one. Mm. It's not the version he uses and that his religion, the religion that he practices is Christ's only church. And he referenced her study Bible in a certain way and went on to say that the Bible she chose is an emptied out shell of a parody of Christ. So she was kind of shaken by that.
And well, of course, if you're just starting out.
Yes. And she didn't expect his response to be mm-hmm, that because she was like, mm-hmm. hey, can you walk this journey with me? So she reached out to for you. Me for guidance. Mm-hmm. And I was a little taken aback by it, too. But my response to her, I said, you know, if I criticized her friend's thoughts or his choice of words, I am doing exactly what he just did. And
exactly.
I said, I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. And I said, mm-hmm. pray to God. God will tell you. I said, and you know, and just give him grace, you know. And the one thing that I said is remember that he's one of God's children as well.
Yes.
And my, and so I put this in my God shot to Julie and to Ashley. And I was telling them, I said, I told her that if I criticized her friend's choice of words, I was doing the same thing as him. I told her to go to God. He will answer her. And to me, the Holy Spirit guided me to respond to her like that because nobody will take my crown. And so that's how I felt about that.
Yeah. Good. I like it.
Yeah.
Very good.
So, yeah.
Well, you're just radiating through the internet. I mean, I have a couple emails.
Oh, you
do? I got
do?
Some feedback. Aww. Yeah. Because,
But let me just, and that's the important thing. And so I want to continue this with my God shots, that the scripture that reaches out, that touches my heart. And I know Pastor Jimmy said, be careful with scripture that you don't take it out of context. I know that, but there are things that just parallel stories or experiences. And when I connect them that way, it's easy for me to put it into practice. You know, and
there's scripture for almost everything.
Yeah.
It's amazing how that works.
So, yeah.
Well, I got a lot of feedback from the last show because, you know.
I did too.
You were emotional and that was really good. First of all, it's very rare that you hear someone being completely authentic in any kind of media. That's why when people hear it, that they're always... It takes them, it sets them back. Like, whoa, that's real. Because everything you see on television, everything you hear on the radio, most podcasts are fake.
Yeah.
It's not authentic. So when, and we're very authentic. When something like that happens, it touches people so deep. So I had two things I wanted to read. One from Tom Dorfel. This is Papa Dorfel.
Of the 10 children.
Yes, this is the most potent man in show business.
Yes.
Adam, Tina absolutely rocked show 69 with her faithfulness to your family. As I fought tears of joy for God moving so powerfully, last thing on my mind was your incredible hospitality to our family. Words can't describe how encouraging you and Tina are to me and my wife, who at times get overwhelmed from life. Thank you for investing in his kingdom in all areas of your new life journey. And this is the kicker. Both of your organizational skills just blows my mind. Thanks, Tom. Your brother in Christ. Where did you get the idea that I have organizational skills that rival
Tom,
Tina's?
Let me tell you something. I think you directed somebody. Oh, it was the size of your name versus my name on the logo. And you said, I'm going to send you to the complaint department. And you sent him to me.
Yeah. Like, so I was like, you know, the keeper's name should be bigger. It says Curry and the keeper. And she's
like,
really driving
the complaint department. Yeah, so not that doesn't play into it.
Then we got an email from Steve Webb, original OG Godcaster, titled Seeing God Working. In the morning, Adam, he says in the morning, it should have been in the evening.
In the evening!
On the latest Curry and the Keeper, Tina mentioned how she saw God working and how he orchestrated her meeting her old boyfriend. It made me think of one of Brian Duncan's songs called I See You. I thought you and Tina would enjoy it. Now, Brian Duncan is this, he's actually, Pastor Jimmy said that when he heard Brian Duncan back in the 70s, that's one of the reasons why he gave up playing rock and roll and got into worship music. Would you like to hear a little bit of it?
And I think you've talked about Brian Duncan before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, he's value for value
Let's
music.
Let's hear the hook, man.
Oh, baby, I love you so much right now. So if you're streaming Satch or if you want to boost him, it will actually go to him.
Oh.
That's how value for value works. Yeah.
I see you watching over me. Every day another way that I can see your love, and I see you looking out for me. All I want to do is thank you, thank you.
Aww. That nice?
Thank you, thank you.
Go wait for the hook.
Under a bridge or up on a mountain, see you in everything, like stars I'm counting. Streets of gold or just mud and gravel, you're always with me.
on this road I travel, straight and narrow, goes up and down, and don't leave a place for me to turn around in. I can make it cause you're waving me through, yeah. I see the signs that I do find you. I see you watching over me.
Aww, isn't that beautiful?
I love that. How old is that song?
I'm sorry?
How old is that song?
I have no idea. But if you're in the Fountain app or in the Podverse app, and if you aren't, what's wrong with you? And also the Podcast Guru, you can go to the chapters, tap on it, you can add it to your playlist.
Aww.
So you can keep you can save the whole song.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
Really,
I'm going to play them on Boostergram Ball pretty soon again. Yeah. Isn't that great?
I like that. Yeah. I like that a lot. I wanted to see if I got any emails. I got several messages on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I didn't get any emails. But that's sweet. Yeah. No, that was definitely from the heart. You know, I mean, that's who I am. That's who I am, people. That's who I am.
That's who you've always been that way, but it's nice to see how you are that now, recognized.
Yeah. But yeah.
Anything else before we, we can thank some cork soakers? Or
let's thank the cork soakers.
You know, we have all kinds of stuff to do.
Now it's time to hear from the cork soakers.
Yeah, like question of the week is coming up, everybody. Don't go away for that.
We got to hear from the cork soakers. Did Adam get the tasting room right this week? We'll see.
What did you say?
Yeah. Wait,
what did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the cork soakers.
Well, we have an executive producer and an associate executive producer on today's episode. This is Value for Value. Very simple. The way it works is if you get anything out of the pod, you need to subscribe to the newsletter because it's so well described in every single newsletter. Go to curryingthekeeper.com. Is it the about page, I think, or is it, where is it on the website for the newsletter? Can't remember.
I don't remember.
Okay.
I got to look at that.
But it's a Substack, so you can subscribe to it. We have a donation page that explains it all in detail as well. You get the value, do with it as you wish. If there's any reason you want to give some value back, you can do it with time, talent, treasure. Thank you again, Craig, for making art for us.
Oh, which I forgot to send to you. Sorry.
That's okay. I got it.
Craig, you called him out last week and he
you did send it to me. You sent me the whole email.
Oh, I did? Oh, well, no, he copied you.
Right.
We got to decide. Yeah.
I already decided.
What?
There's only one. It's the New Year's with the 23 going to 24.
No.
Why not?
Do that again. Who made that decision?
Oh, I'm sorry. The producer overruled the talent.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, you can choose another one. That's fine. We haven't published it yet.
No, that's fine.
Let's do another one because it'll be like, oh, wow, I wish it was that one.
It's fine.
It's fine.
You'll have to look
whenever
for the
Whenever it's fine,
Easter
people,
egg.
You know there's a discussion coming up later on.
It's in the song, man. It's fine.
So we'd like to thank everybody who supported us. You can do it through PayPal if you're doing treasure. What we really love is if you get one of those modern podcast apps at podcastapps.com. If you've never done Value for Value, the Fountain app is easy to learn because it also gives you Satoshis. When you listen to other podcasts, you can send it right on. You kind of learn the whole system.
Well, and speaking of Fountain, we were number four.
Oh, that's right.
We were number four on the most supported
episodes.
Or shows. Podcasts, yeah.
Really?
Number four.
So cool.
And that's because of all of our cork soakers. That's why we love you so much.
So keep it up, people.
Yeah.
Those lists are good. That exposes people to us.
Yes. Yeah.
We got more PayPals than Boosts for this. Well.
Really?
Yeah. It was
a week?
It was, Christmas week. Oh. You know, Christmas, New Year's. Okay. People like, Curry the Keeper. You'll check it later, maybe. Get a modern podcast app, podcastapps.com.
Yes.
Now,
because we're not on Apple Podcasts.
Big friend of the show, big friend of the family, Melody Fugazzotto.
I know, Melody.
From America's Heartland came in with $333.
Oh, Melody.
I don't have any note, though. Did she send you
a
message?
Either. No.
I'd love to put something in there, but
she's lovely. And their whole family, David and Izzy, their daughter, we actually went and saw her. We talked about it on the show.
Yeah. Her river dance.
Their daughter is immensely talented.
Oh, yeah. Plays bass, sings, acts.
She's in theater now. Mm-hmm. She did Irish dance and competed. And Melody is the go-to person for Japan, too.
Oh, no, yes. Do they live there?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I said to her after the new year, I'm like, I'd like to get on the phone with you and bend your ear. So,
yeah. Where do they live in Japan?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know any of the details.
Well, Melody, you are an executive producer for episode number 70. And if you have a note you want to send, you can always send
I don't have an email or anything. She didn't send me a text or anything.
Then we got Cerveza of Playa del Carmen.
And backside of
Pike's Peak. And he wanted to be decanted with $70.
$75.
No, I don't have a note.
He says, decant me.
Decant me.
Cerveza of Playa del Carmen and backside of Pike's.
Nice.
Then with 50,000 Satoshis, the one and only Pastor Jimmy.
Oh, thank you, Pastor
Who
Jimmy.
Did his solo show because he knew that people were emailing us saying, where's that living up in a down world? Where's the podcast?
I'm jonesing, man.
Yeah, they've been working on their new studio.
And then Annette got sick.
She got real sick. Yeah. She was no position to do the show. And it's also a little busy. They're going to three services with the church and everything.
And they have a new pastor coming on board.
Yeah. So.
And their first email that I did for them went out yesterday.
Yeah, this is for the church, right?
Yeah, it got over, I think, a 50%, 56%
open rate.
Yeah,
nice.
That's pretty good.
What happens to all those other people who didn't open it?
They may not have opened it yet.
Oh, okay.
So we'll have to give it a couple days.
Okay. Well, it's like.
I mean, it takes a few days for us to get up to around 70%.
That's what we get on Curry and the Keeper?
Yeah. Wow. Pretty consistently.
Wow.
It's that fabulous writing.
Because you're a genius.
It's writing. And I just sit there and I just compose it. I don't like, I compose favorite. It off of my list.
Yeah. You don't.
Yeah. I do.
I know.
Off my list with. And then I have to go back and
Tuesdays
look at it.
Tuesdays always start like this. We got to write the newsletter.
I know. I complain, don't I? Like, it's Tuesday again.
I'm going to write the newsletter. And, I got so much. This is usually around 7:30 in the morning. And I got to write the newsletter.
Look at
you. What are you doing today? What's on your calendar? Oh, nothing?
I do.
Really? I got to write the newsletter.
You're so full of it.
I got to do the laundry.
I've been doing laundry all day.
I know.
I'm getting ready for our next set of guests.
Yeah, I know.
I know. I know.
Who you invited?
I know.
I love them anyway.
I know. I love them too.
And Pastor Jimmy has a note.
Oh, okay.
So many nuggets of both truth and laughter. Dame Annette and I so enjoyed getting to know Ellen and Jesse, two beautiful young people with great futures ahead of them. Sharing Christmas with the Currys has truly been one of our highlights of 2023. Aww. We treasure our friendship and look forward to the adventures God has for us together. Let's do this, KTLD and KYBO. The lid down and keep your buckets overflowing. Pastor Jimmy and Dame Annette with a heart and bucket overflowing emoji.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We're
revisiting the tasting room.
Yes, I have everything ready for them.
Did you add more meats?
Yeah, I have. Well, I have what we
did
just.
Did you add soppressata and salami?
It was soppressata and salami was already on there, wasn't it?
Not on their list, but on our standard.
Salami is on there.
Is soppressata on there?
It is now.
Okay. You're a professional. I know you can do this.
Soppressata. Okay. All right. Got it. Where was I? Ah, yes. 36,500 Satoshis. From Julie Lofsgaarden.
Oh, Julie. Oh, love Julie.
With the longest note.
Okay.
Julie, it's long. But I shall read this because it's beautiful.
Okay.
Tina, we did it. We really did it. I just sent you my last green check mark. I think if not for you, I might have gone my whole life and not read the book that brings the good news of our great rescue. I knew the rescuer before reading the Bible cover to cover, but I know him so much better now. I know and understand God's grand plan from the beginning of time to ransom us back to himself. I know without a doubt the Bible is the greatest love story ever told. I had tried before and failed. You truly are the best accountability partner. I tried to give up in books of Leviticus and Numbers and those never-ending genealogies and chronicles, but you kept propelling me forward, and I thank you.
Aww.
I'm sending you 36,500 sats, 100 sats for every one of our God shots.
Oh my God!
There are a lot of beautiful swan songs by Bible saints, but I will leave you with this one because I think it speaks to the personal nature of faith. After reading the Bible, I know we have chosen well. Joshua 24:15. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Aww. I love you, Julie.
Aww. Oh my gosh, that makes me cry.
Isn't that beautiful?
I love her so much.
Yeah.
She's a huge catalyst in my faith journey.
Oh, well, she's very important in our faith journey.
Yes, yeah, huge,
for
huge,
sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Thanks, Jules.
I think about her when she was walking up. I was out of town. They came to see you, and she's like, I was practicing what I was going to say to Adam, that I found Jesus, that I love Jesus.
I found Jesus. I'm like, hey, would you like a gummy?
That's not exactly how it went.
That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, man. Yeah,
that was really sweet.
Sure was.
I love you too, Julie.
Ashley Wright with her monthly, I think, $7.
Yes.
Thank you,
today
Ashley.
Today is her birthday. I want to wish her happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Ashley.
I'm so blessed to know you.
Katie Chopper?
Yes.
Katie Chopper with $5.37 says, Currying the Keeper, I want to be a cork soaker too.
Well, so you are now.
I think that means you get decanted.
You've been decanted.
Then we have, a striper boost, 77.77. That deserves this. From Sir Brian with an I.
Oh.
And he says, despite what Sir Bobby the K says, a striper boost doesn't always make the spandex fit better. I found out the hard way last week. I put on my comfy pants to do some grocery shopping. There's a visual. It wasn't until I got into the store that I realized the reason my pants fit so tight is because I accidentally put on my girlfriend's Lululemons.
No, you
didn't. That's bad. I caught a woman checking me out, so I hammed it up, did the girl thing, grabbed some granola and Greek yogurt, turned to her and said, you're welcome. In the evening, y'all.
In the evening!
And Happy New Year to you, Brian.
That is a visual I don't need.
No.
Just saying.
3333 from Blue Hens. Thank you very much. Ivona. She's from the Netherlands.
Oh.
With a 2024 sats.
She probably needs to be decanted.
I'm going to decant her right away. Let's do that.
You've been decanted.
She says, Happy New Year and gelukkig nieuwjaar. Alle goeds en groeten uit Heerlen, Zuid-Limburg.
Such a beautiful language.
No, it's not. It says, gelukkig nieuwjaar, happy new year, alle goeds, everything good.
Alle goeds.
All things good given to you, and groetjes, greeting from Heerlen, that's the town in Zuid-Limburg.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, people are listening to us in the Netherlands.
Dank je wel, Yvonne.
Dank je wel, Yvonne.
Wil je nog een poffertje?
Een poffertje en tosti hamkas.
And Blue Hens again with 1,000 and user 172519555. You need to change that with 100
cents. Is Blue Hens, have they given before? I think they need to be decanted.
I don't think so. Blue Hens, you are hereby decanted. Absolutely.
You've been decanted.
So now do we need to do the proper tasting room for Pastor Jimmy and Damon?
Yeah, you got it down now?
I think I got it down. Please sit down again because I have all the right accoutrements for you, Pastor Jimmy and Damonette. We welcome you into the tasting room as official salmoniers of Curry and the Keeper. For you, we have Decoy Cabernet, Brie and Berries, Pate and Pecorino, Soprasetta, Salami, Stilton, Jambon and Jarlsberg, Mortadella and Manchego, Chorizo and Cheddar, Guanciale and Gouda, Heath's Blanc de Blanc, a 24-ounce ribeye, and a filet mignon smothered in Kerrygold butter. That's right. That's what you deserve as brand new salmoniers of Vineyard Nation here at Curry and the Keeper. Please, whatever you do, keep your Coke sork and your hearts full of love.
Well, I have a complaint.
What now?
You're Coke sorked?
Did I say it wrong? Your cork sorked? Did I say your Coke sorked?
You said your Coke sorked.
Did I say that? That's known.
Good job,
that's,
baby.
That's known as a special. That's a special. I say your coat sorked. I did not say it.
Your cork sorked. You didn't say cork. You said coke.
Your coke sorked.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
It's okay. I couldn't do that. That's pretty impressive.
Well, I tried to time it out with a ding at the end. All right.
I'm waiting. Just
so where are their glasses and their coasters? Shipping department. You have a lot of complaints about production.
I just messaged my manufacturer and I haven't heard from her yet.
Your Etsy lady. Your manufacturer. Does she listen to the show?
No.
She should.
But the thing is that she's already been paid. So I want my glasses.
I want my glasses now.
Yeah. Like, hello. So anyway, you have anything on your list? Oh, that's right. You don't have a list.
I did have something on the list. And oh, we already talked about it. Oh, no. Cedar fever is all I had on my list.
Yeah, you've been sneezing a lot.
It's crazy how much I've been sneezing. I've never witnessed this before.
We actually saw the cedar coming off the trees. It's like huge white smoke.
Yeah, or like mist almost. Mm-hmm. Like a poof, just.
Yeah.
And when if I walk the dog, go outside, I'm sneezing like 5, 6, 7 times in a row. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was what I had on my list. That's my whole list.
Oh. And
lovely. We still made it all the way to 1 hour and 9 minutes.
Yeah. Except, well, we're not done. But wait. We are busy this month. We have plans every weekend this month.
Okay.
We're having dinner with the Surgeon General and your campaign manager this weekend.
Yeah.
Next weekend, we have Catherine and Brian come to visit us.
Yes.
The weekend after.
Then we're flying to Dallas. I'm flying us to Dallas.
I know.
We're doing that little plane trip again.
Are we going to another super small plane?
It has cup holders, has the parachute.
Does it have the parachute?
Yeah. I won't do the briefing about the parachute if we pass out.
And we're flying in the dark, which is kind of freaky. No,
that's the best. It's beautiful. Oh, you're going to love this because it's always super calm.
How high
do you want to go?
No, how high? I'm not flying the plane. I don't know.
What do you want? You want to be low? You want to be high? Where do you want to be?
I don't know.
We're probably going to about 9,000 feet.
The closer to the ground is probably the better. Don't you think?
The opposite is true. You want lots of space to glide.
How about if you just drive in the plane there?
How about if you just, I'm going to give you a cough syrup. I'm going to give you some Sucrets and you just go to sleep in the back, okay?
You gave them all for Christmas. You know what?
The question of the week. The question is, will Adam even participate after that insult Tina just gave? The question of the week. Does he even know how to answer? Does he have a life? Who knows? It is the question of the week.
I didn't share the question with you.
No, that makes it that much more fun now that I know that I'm going to give it, I'm getting these questions.
Oh, so. You know what? I want you to do the question next week. Because I like to be,
surprised.
And that leads right into my question.
Okay. All right. Here's your question.
So what was the best surprise I've ever done for you? The best surprise.
There's one I can't mention.
Oh.
And that's it. That's the answer to my question.
No.
Well, that's the first thing that came to mind.
Okay. That was a surprise weekend night.
Yeah. But that was the one. You go.
Okay.
I have to think some more about this.
I actually have a few. I have a couple.
Because I've surprised you with lots of stuff. I'm full of surprises. Nanu.
Well, of course, topping the list is our engagement.
Oh, that was pretty good.
That was off the charts. Mm-hmm. So I had absolutely no idea that you had this big box in your pocket. And I had no idea.
Well, do you want to tell people about it? Because, sure. I mean, I think you should.
Okay.
Explain a little bit because not everyone knows the masterful way that I proposed to you.
Yeah, you're sitting there like
and you need to set it up by saying, with the precursor.
Yes, I will.
Okay.
So Adam and I, we were dating about 3 years. We moved in together after 2 years, and about 3 years in, when we were with friends, you would say, when I ask her to marry me. And actually that Christmas, I thought he was going to propose and I got my nails done and I was waiting. And I think I got like a purse or something or a wallet. I think that I got the Tiffany wallet that year.
Worst present ever.
I'm kidding. I don't remember. So when you kept saying that in front of friends, I finally said, we had a discussion. I said, look, I'm committed to you. I love you. I'm committed to you forever. You don't have to marry me, but I want you to stop saying that. Mm. I said, because you're setting up an expectation and you don't have to. I'm committed to you. We're committed to each other. And you were like, okay. And so you stopped and we traveled to Italy because it was your sister's 25th wedding anniversary party. And then after we were in Brienza?
That's Tuscany, yeah.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Okay, same thing. Mm-hmm. And then we drove up to Lake Como and we were going to spend some time in Lake Cuomo. And then we were going to Switzerland.
You say it like Mario Cuomo.
Cuomo. Perry Cuomo.
Perry, yes, and, there you go.
And you're like, let's go somewhere nice for dinner. And I said, okay. And so we hopped online and we're like, oh, this looks great. And I go, I'll make the reservation. You're like, okay. And so I made the reservation and I put on my dress. Like, you think I should go casual shoes or dressy shoes? You go dressy shoes. And I said, okay. And not even knowing. And so then you said you had to go to the car. I don't know. You had to do something. I had no idea. And we walk into the restaurant and we have this beautiful table overlooking. It was Bellagio. We're in Bellagio, overlooking the water, and you're your usual self. You're laughing, you're yucking it up with the waiters, and you know, we were talking about the wine that was made by the prisoners, and we're laughing
in the toilet bowl.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then they bring us our first course. Mine was the shrimp with the heads on it, which I did not. I'm like,
I forgot about that.
Yeah. And so then I turn to look and I see them bringing a bottle of champagne and two glasses. And I think to myself, wow, these guys must really like us, because you were just, you know, bantering back and forth. And they put the glasses down and then you put your napkin on the table and you got down on one knee.
And the orchestra started playing the theme from Love Story. Yes, please add that as a little nice and touch. And they were videotaping it.
And the girl was videotaping. So it's on my Instagram. You have to go way back like 4 years ago to see it. But
a little more than 4 years ago?
It was four years ago in, five years ago in
thank
September.
Thank you. 5 years ago.
Look at you nailing me to the wall. Mm-hmm. So, so I was shocked. I mean, if you look at my face on that video, I was shocked. So that was by far one of the best surprises. And then I have one other one.
Okay. I have a way to explain the best surprise.
Okay.
We went to dinner for my birthday and you gave me a gift. Let's just put it this way. The gift included a key to a hotel room. And I mean, that stuck in my mind. I mean, I'm sure that after the show, I'll have 50 more things, but when it was the best surprise, it was the best surprise. It was, you had arranged everything, the hotel, the whole deal. It was just fantastic.
I went and checked in. I got duplicates of everything.
There was champagne in the room. I mean, I was so proud of you, because that was an Adam Curry move, really.
Yeah. I learned from the best.
It was beautiful. And yeah. That was.
You know what I thought you were going to say? Your flagpole.
Well, that was best present. You've given me lots of great. Presents.
I nail the gifts.
Your presents
all the time.
Are always fantastic.
I nail them.
So that's not even a surprise. I'm like, oh, my presents are going to be great.
Yeah. Like, oh, no.
The flagpole blew me away.
Yeah.
That blew me away. Yeah. And three flagpoles later, we finally have one that will withstand our weather.
I was going crazy because I did not want you. It was arriving. I was angry because I had to be at work. And it was arriving.
Like, you can't look out the window. Don't look.
Because as soon as you looked out the window, you'd know what it is.
I would have thought pogo stick.
Yeah.
Fishing rod.
A 10-foot pogo stick.
I don't know if I would have guessed it, but anyway.
Oh, you would have.
But that was the best present. But surprise, that was.
Oh.
I mean, I'm sure there's many more that I'll think of. But that, when you said the best, I have to be honest, that's the first thing that came to mind. You had another one?
The other one was when we were dating, like, I don't know. Maybe
forever.
A month.
Oh, 3 years.
No, a month. We were dating like a month. And that's when I lived in Hogwarts. And I used to call my apartment Hogwarts.
You did.
Because we had to climb up this hill. And
for a game of Quidditch.
And we were dating maybe a month. And you sent me Sonos speakers. Like, out of the blue, you just sent me. And I still have the note about music in my life.
Yeah.
And out of the blue, you just sent me these Sonos speakers, which was, I was blown away. Oh. And then you locked me down right after that.
I thought you were going to say, because this is what I thought was a good surprise, because I had this one planned. So in the penitentiary where I lived, you had to.
Was the third one.
You had to pay for the park. Was it pay for the parking?
Yes.
And then.
And I had gotten several parking tickets.
And you were tired of it. You were like, can't you buy some tokens or something so I don't have to deal with this thing? And I said, oh, yeah, how about this?
No, you said pull in on this side, you said, in the parking garage.
Yeah, pull into that. You know, like, what? You know, and you were thinking I had tokens for you. I said, look, here's your fob and here's your key to the apartment.
And then you said, can you water my plants while I go to Europe?
There it is! And they never had a fight, ladies and gentlemen. I love you, Tina Marie.
I love you too, baby.
We'll see you next week, everybody. Okay.
Vineyard Nation. In the evening,
Curry and the Keeper. Yeah, Curry and the Keeper.